thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. I understand that we're talking a little bit this morning about how do we encourage creativity in our kiddos, right?
Yeah.
Where do we start with that?
So sometimes we get a little bit in a rut, and we need to really work on getting those kids to, and ourselves, to get out of that rut so we can have a good outlet for our emotions and to also develop our motor skills and language development, and it even helps in decision-making and visual learning. And overall, makes us a more well-rounded person.
You bet. And that actually, I mean, being creative, that type of thing, it's really important for just a whole child's development, right?
Yes, I think it allows them to think outside the box. And so whatever profession they end up going into, whatever they become in life, they aren't stuck doing it the same way or one person's way. They can really find the best way for them to do what they would love to do.
And there is actually a contest right now to help inspire creativity, if I read this correctly. Can you explain that and how people would be a part of it?
I'd love to. So from the very first time I found out that I was going to be a mom, I imagined what my little one was going to be when they grew up. And now that I have four, not as little anymore, they're growing up, I still want them to be the best that they can be and love what they do. And so Playtex is trying to help parents capture those hopes and dreams through the Beginnings Imagined program. So what it is an opportunity to win a custom illustration of their child and a story of what they could become from me. And all they have to do to enter is visit imagined.playtexbaby.com. Well, they'll be asked to answer a few short questions about their child and submit an image for their chance to win that illustration. And overall, all entries will be then eligible for a grand prize drawing of $5,000 scholarship, which goes a long way to helping make those dreams a reality.
Okay, good deal. And so what are some of the things that we can specifically do as far as inspiring that type of creativity?
Well, I think first of all, just providing the materials and the space that the kids need to create, maybe spending some time creating things with them. Some ideas are even painting a wall with chalkboard paint and providing the chalk to have fun. If you don't want to go that far, just providing a cupboard with all the art supplies they may need, an art corner or a desk. And beyond that, displaying good art in the home, having good picture books and books with art in it to read together. And if you like to get out and have fun together, visiting museums as a family or going on hikes. When you're on hikes, you can notice the beautiful colors and the shapes that you see in nature. When you're at the museums, you can either make it a sophisticated experience by talking about the art itself in the context it was meant to be discussed, or making it a little bit more imaginative by seeing who can come up with the best story behind the art themselves.
All right, good deal. And you were talking a little bit ago about how how helping them be creative helps develop motor skills, et cetera. Would that not then lend itself to better academic performance once they reach school age?
Completely, and that's why I think it's kind of sad that a lot of schools, when they, the difficult economic times sometimes cause the art programs to be cut. However, I think people fail to realize that the visual learning and the spatial relationships that you learn in art actually translate well to math. They help you see the spatial relationships in math, same as in art with music. And the motor skills that they need to even be good sports players, the spatial relationships in sports can be also attributed to art. The creative thinking outside the box, finding solutions that some people haven't found solutions before, that all is inspired through getting that right brain to work, which needs to be developed at a young age.
Absolutely. And you actually are an illustrator specializing in children's books, and you've got a new book out, right?
I am. My new book is called Discover America from Sea to Shining Sea, and it's set to the words of America the Beautiful. It follows a little red balloon across the country through the eyes of the children of America. And I even feature Kansas in the book. I put the sunflower and the fruited plain in, and I remember taking trips across the country and loving Kansas. I remember seeing a double rainbow across the wide cornfields of Kansas. It was a beautiful state. More than the book, the experience extends online, where people can then launch their own virtual balloon at discoveramericabook.com, and they can watch it travel via email. It'll pop up a little balloon all the places it's been. So it's a fun virtual summer vacation.
Awesome. Well, it sounds delightful. You want to tell us one more time how people can enter that contest?
Yes, I would. They just need to visit imagined.playtextbaby.com to win that illustration and a $5,000 scholarship. Good luck to everyone.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Julie, for taking the time to visit with us today.
Thank you.